Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Asonyo. The nation is paying homage to the father of nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarva Dharma Prarthana Sabha has been organized at the Samadhi of Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat in the national capital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Swachh Bharat Divas 2024 program on the occasion of the 155th Gandhi Jayanti this morning in New Delhi. The event marks the completion of 10 years of the launch of one of the most significant mass movements for cleanliness, the Swachh Bharat Mission. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon people to resolve to imbibe the values of truth, non-violence, love and purity, and with the idea of the India of Mahatma Gandhi's dreams, strive to continuously advance the development of the country and society. Paying tributes to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today, President Murmu said the life of Bapu, an ardent follower of truth and non-violence, is a unique message for the entire humanity. She said Mahatma Gandhi inspires people to follow the path of peace and cooperation. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant has issued a notification for conduct of enumeration exercise of the people and the direct descendants from Garo, Kuki, Kachari and Mikir, Karbi and Nepali Gorkhas settled in Kohima district for issuance of Indigenous Inhabitant Certificate and Permanent Residence Certificate. The DC Kohima said that the deadline for Garo, Kuki, Kachari, Mikir, Karbi settled in the state of Nagaland is prior to December 1, 1963. And Nepali Gorkha settled in the state is prior to December 31, 1940. The enumeration shall be conducted by the Office of the Deputy Commissioner Kohima at the village and town levels, and the enumeration sheet must be countersigned by the village council or municipal council chairman as applicable, concerned village GBs, area administrative officers, chairman, presidents or representative of the Garo, Kachari, Kuki, Mikir, Karbi and Nepali Gorkhas as applicable and the deputy commissioner of the district. He said all copies of final enumeration sheets have to be submitted to the Home Department Nagaland through the Commissioner Nagaland and which shall be further placed before the Cabinet for decision. The DC said enumeration exercise will be done from November 1, 2024 to January 31, 2025. He said publication of the draft list will be on February 15th, while the period for claims and objections will be from February 17 to March 17, 2025. Further, Mr. Ramnikant said disposals of claims and objections will be done from March 18 to April 21, 2025, and the final publication of the list of enumerations will be May 6, 2025. The Union Ministry of Home Affairs MHA has released 5,858.60 crore rupees to 14 flood-affected states, including Nagaland, as a central share from the State Disaster Response Fund, SDRF, and an advance from the National Disaster Response Fund, NDRF. Nagaland received 19.20 crore rupees. The 14 states have been affected due to extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslide during the southwest monsoon this year. A press release from Press Information Bureau said that inter-ministerial central teams, IMCTs, were sent in the flood-affected states of Assam, Mizoram, Kerala, Tripura, Nagaland, Gujarat, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Manipur for an on-the-spot assessment of the damages. Further, IMCTs will be sent shortly for making an on-the-spot assessment of damage in states which has also recently been affected by flood. It said that after the assessment report of IMCTs are received, additional financial assistance from NDRF will be approved to the disaster affected states as per the established procedure. And under the aegis of the Press Information Bureau Kohima, Ministry of Informations and Broadcasting, Government of India, an 8-day media tour to Mumbai for media persons of Nagaland began yesterday. The objectives of the media tour is to provide the local media an opportunity to see for themselves the development development of various government schemes in the field and report in the local media, enabling coverages of important programs and projects of various ministries. The media team comprises representatives from the IPR, print and electronic media organizations. They are led by Assistant Director PIB Kohima K. Sony Kumar Sindh. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.